Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I love a rainy night, but this is ridiculous, as they say. I asked that question because, of course, if you've been paying attention at all, the governor was up there over the weekend to visit the folks in the Rainy Lake area. Joining us, Laurel Bigger, editor of the Rainy Lake Gazette.
Hi.
John Schuster, group Coldwell Banker Hotline. There we go. Laurel, how are you? Do I understand this right? It's raining right now as we speak?
It is raining right now.
Not what did you guys do to create this?
Well, we went from drought very quickly to flood, one extreme to another.
Boy, yeah, it was incredible. But explain what's happened over the last month.
Well, between snow melt and frozen ground, and then huge amounts of rain, that April 22nd storm, which I think hit a lot of the state. The problem is ours just kept coming, some pretty record-breaking rainfalls. We're such a huge watershed basin that, if it rains 60 miles away from us but not here, it eventually comes to us. So, we drain from north and east for quite a ways.
So the most affected right now are who?
Cab Togama. Rainy Lake residents, Rainy River residents, the city of Rainier is a little port city. It has a rail bridge that connects it to Canada. It's not compromised yet, but it sure looks scary to have the water quite so close to that bridge. Strangely, our resorts and lodges are open and doing the best they can. Feeding people, having rooms for some people. They've closed some cabins, but they do have lodges, and they're doing the best they can.
Are they able, are docks in place? Have the docks been, has it gone over and flooded the docks? Are you able to get out and fish as you normally would?
Well, just in the last few days, most of our landings have become unusable. Docks are underwater. People are walking out onto their boats and getting out. Fishing has pretty much ended, but for a few people, hardy souls out there. I think this is so historic that people want to see it.
So, obviously the industry is so contingent upon these summer months and the resorts and everything else. Now you got a bump in some respects because they shut down Canada there for a while during COVID. And I think that, I don't think many Canadians come to Minnesota to fish, but I think the Minnesotans that would have gone to Canada went to places like Rainy Lake, et cetera. So I think you've had a little bit of a boom the last couple of years, summers. Am I correct?
That's true. It was unexpected. People panicked, but yeah, it ended up working out, keeping people in the United States, over here.
And so the resort owners are reacting. How are there things that they can do? Can they become adaptable on the fly here? Is there anything they can do to offset for right now?
Right now, they're pumping basements like crazy. Wow. There's the sandbagging effort up here. We have the Minnesota National Guard, I think about 100 of them right now, filling sandbags at one of our local parks, and residents and helpers and volunteers are delivering sandbags to these places, including homes, to try to build dikes, you know, or to try to stop the water from coming. Right now, the rise is just starting to slow because the lake is expanding and spreading out. It's almost unrecognizable even to people who live here when you drive out.
Is that significant, huh?
Yeah. Yes, Highway 11, the MnDOT has been building up in an emergency, you know, to try to keep this island that has another lodge and many homes still travelable by car. But number of homes have been voluntarily evacuated. We have Red Cross here set up a temporary shelter. I don't think most people are taking advantage of it yet because they have family and friends to go to, but it's pretty hard on people right now.
It is. It for people that have never had their basement flooded or flooding to their homes, I mean, that is not an easy process because you don't realize the damage that's been done. You know, I remember the first time that happened to us, you think, well, we'll just clear the carpet out. Well, you don't realize what's happened to the mold, to the, you know, pretty soon it's a major product and it's a problem and it's a major headache. And it sounds like it hasn't crested completely there. In other words, there's still homes in jeopardy and there's still people that don't know the extent of the damage.
Absolutely. This is going to be a long haul for folks. Rainy Lake's not expected to peak until mid-June and then stay, you know, up high for months and months. Right now, our sheriff just estimated that there's about 600,000 bags of sand helping to protect properties, and it probably will be a million before we're done here.
And the other problem
is, of course, that all requires cleanup.
Yeah, and when the water gets that deep, it poses other problems. As people, you know, you don't want to be accessing it. You don't know what's underneath you if it's now flooded areas that were not normally, you know, used for that. There can be things underneath you that you've never experienced before, and so you really need to either stay off the water or really know what you're doing. And then the other thing is, when it gets windy, the waves are that much bigger, and it creates even more damage. And so this thing compounds itself, doesn't it?
It does, and that is the concern right now, even though we weren't forecast to get any rain for a few days here. If we get winds from the north, you know, because we're on the south shore of Rainy Lake, that could be trouble. Right now there's a emergency 300-foot no-wake zone on all of Rainy Lake right now in an attempt to keep any boats from causing problems, but I think that's issue's over now.
Laurel Beeger's our guest. She is the editor of the Rainy Lake Gazette. Have people come up there for specifically? They go, as long as the resort's open, maybe I can't fish, but I want to experience what it is that this flood is. Has that been part of it? Or do most people, are they refraining and just staying home?
I think people who have reservations are calling and finding out, you know, if it's open, and they're coming. You know, because they are remaining open right now. I think it is historic. It's, you know, we've surpassed our 1950 record flood. And this is all new. Every day is something new for folks. But yeah, there's a number of volunteers. We have some church groups that I'm coming from across the nation with members. Lots of volunteers coming up to help who have, you know, loved Voyageurs National Park and Rainy Lake and want to do what they can to help us.
Laurel, we appreciate it very much. Hang in there. Access us if we can be a beacon of a message at minimum for you.
Well, thank you. And thanks for asking about us. We're always glad to hear people are concerned when we've got issues up here.
That's it. We're all one in Minnesota, you know?
Stay strong.
Stay strong. Laurel, thank you so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.